So hello, and today for the dividend share we're looking at Digital Realty Trust. Ticker is NYSE DLR. And before we go any further, we've got this particular stock, which is currently paying an annual dividend yield of 3.28%, which is US$1.22. So you could have bought it previously at some nice levels of about £100, sorry, $100, and now we're at 148. I mean, it has fluctuated, so there is a potential of waiting for a reasonable pullback. So you've probably got something like 115.81. So the information I'm giving is for entertainment purposes only, and not investment advice. So you've got this particular stock, digitalrealty.com, and it is a real estate investment trust that owns, operates, and invests in carrier neutral data centers across the world. The company offers data center co-location and interconnection services. So they had 13 plus facilities in 50 metros areas across 25 countries. So with the current need for sort of AI, I can only see that this particular company is gonna come on in leaps and bounds. So if you look historically, you've got this projection side of a nice angle. So I mean, it looks like it can easily get to $300 in probably 5 years. So let's have a look at the dividend history. So we've got reasonable strong dividend history. So it has been sort of increasing sometimes, sort of with a bit of impetus than others. Nice steady increase here. So it pays out quarterly, and here, I mean, they declare an amount. You have to have the own the shares, which is the record date, and then it is payable on this date for this amount. So that's nice. Reputable, steady income for what's that since 2022, and it's been increasing over time. So I think from my entertainment purposes only, this is something to put in your locker for the long term. So you've got that dividend, which probably best to reinvest or invest in something which will give you a good return. But I think this nice little winner, in light of sort of the need for storage, we will need quite a lot of AI capabilities and other processing in between. So, let's have a look. So you've got a number of data centers, so 50 plus, as I said before, spanning all of the locations that are required, and they've got predominant locations in a professionally run organization. So, I mean, effectively, they're planning for tomorrow, a leading data center platform. Meeting place where companies, technology, and data come together to learn data into intelligence. So they've been around for considerably long time, 20 years. And I think with the way they've been operating, they'll be around for considerably long term. So let's have a look. So they've got a number of different centers which they actually use renewable energy to actually power the organization. And let's have a look at the partners. So you've got some fantastic big partners: AWS, Google Cloud, Hewlett Packard, Nvidia, Microsoft Azure, IBM, Oracle Cloud. So some fantastic partners. And of course, data is one side of the equation. And of course, processing also is on the other. As we take more and more pictures and do more and more things online, we need, as a private individual, to have that stored, especially with social media. These pictures, etc., and videos have to be stored somewhere. Now, on the other side, we are, as businesses, storing lots and lots of information. So effectively, it's line by line information. For example, if you go into a supermarket, they will record which supermarket it was, what time, which particular till you've gone through, whether it's automated or not, and they will record everything that you have bought, whether it's on special, etc., etc. And then they will look at this to decide if there's anything in something you've bought before where they can present a particular special. And also, they can determine a factor. You might be an infrequent shopper, so they can then identify whether they do a special sort of discount for you. But I mean, currently they're already recording shoppers' data points and then triangulating it to determine where should any new shopping centers be, or shops. So effectively, you may go a long way to another of their shops, and they may open the one which is more beneficial for you and others, and they are monitoring everything about the store, you know, every single item, how many products are sold, sort of hour by hour recording of how many products they have sold, what is the ambient temperature, how wet has it been in that particular period, is there anything important being reported in the news which would sort of make you potentially shop. So all of these things they can then, especially with the weather, they can look forward. But then unfortunately, you know, you might have a special where, oh, everybody should be barbecuing this weekend because this football match is on, etc., etc., etc. It's not going to rain, but you probably need to forecast quite a long way ahead to get that much meat in. So data is stored, you know, almost by an event basis now, and then rolled up, because there just isn't the amount of storage available. Storage since probably 20 years ago has come from sort of pounds a megabyte to pennies, and maybe fraction of the pennies now. You can have sort of long-term storage, which is a lot cheaper, so archival data, as well as data that you can get at any time. So you can have unstructured data and structured data. Structured data is all coming from a database. So you can have databases that are billions of records that take milliseconds to query, and there's no reason why we will need data centers for both processing and also for storage. Now, a lot of the energy that we can get is from solar panels, but there's probably lots of other ways we can get this via heat exchange, as well as potentially extracting the heat generated and using that to generate further electricity from that. Now, the other thing is that as the transistors are getting smaller and smaller and smaller, they are processing exponential amounts for the same energy. Now, over a very, very long time, we're probably going to move from silicone to some other way of processing it using a different element, as well as we are going to have probably in the next 5 or 10 years quantum computing. So it's ever mega hungry, because what we would probably need in the future is to record the complete journey of a driverless car and all driverless cars, so we can manage any major collisions, or to understand why the vehicles have behaved in such a manner. Until we get sort of 100% driverless cars on the road, where effectively all the cars will communicate with each other. So let's have a backtrack. If you are an ESG investor, there's information in under here of how they are ESG suitable. And to recap, waiting for the page to update. Let's try that again. So, there's a lot of pages I've gone through. Right, here we go. So we're looking at current 3.28. This can probably increase when the price goes down, or to it can decrease or increase depending on the share, or how much the company are willing to pay out, because they would probably have an agreement to pay back so much. They'll have a bit of spare money that they can then reinvest. But I think it's one of these shares, it's seen a nice little sort of drop and a rebound. So I think it's probably one of these shares to probably get in on a nice little correction, and then see to put more money in every single correction, probably of 2-3% or above. But I do like this. You follow the cursor, you've got a nice little angle. To talk more about it, it's got a nice sort of 50 billion under market capitalization. Probably best to look for the sort of 120, 100 mark if you can wait that long. The majority of time about investing is about And I've just noticed this, maybe because the headquarters are in Texas, this is where a lot of the big institutions, the big IT institutions are moving to. So maybe it's a mixture of lower taxations and you have these massive data centers on your doorstep, where potentially, if you want to do a transfer, you get a special truck in that's parked up outside. You connect up all of your cables and you transfer your petabytes of data. Then this truck is driven to the data center, and all these petabytes of data are uploaded into the data center. So, on a recap, you get 4 payments a year. You get dividend cover of 0.3, and you have got in the last financials, you've got a slowing here of revenue, income, earnings per share, profit margin. So I think it's one where you probably need to find a level you're comfortable with and pump that money in when you've got certain pullbacks, but you get a nice 3.3% annual return paid over 4 periods, and you get a nice smooth increase over time. So thank you very much for watching this video. I hope to see you on the next one. If you can sponsor me, I've got a number of different channels where I want sponsorship for. If you find that this recommendation or entertainment recommendation is for you, please can you give me a donation that would support the podcast or the creation of these videos. And also, if you could subscribe, I always want to have subscribers. So if you can report this to friends and family, I always want to grow the channel. And if you can comment, maybe you've got another idea, that would be great. Thank you very much, and I'll see you on the next video. Bye bye.